So these afternoon sessions will be guided heart meditations where we'll invite you into the cultivation of these heart qualities, this capacity for freedom that we can find right here. Really, it's all heart meditation. Awareness and love are really the flip sides of the same coin. The quality of presence that we're cultivating is one that is imbued with care and kindness. And the love and care that we're cultivating is inherently full of presence. So the two are not separate. You may know that citta, the Pali word, Pali being the language that many of the teachings of the Buddha are translated into, are written down in. Like in many Asian languages, citta means both mind and heart, the same word for both. And we translated the word sati, which really is this quality of remembering as an embodied awareness, we translate it as mindfulness, which was maybe a big disservice to us because it put mind right in it. But really, we could maybe think of it as heartfulness or mind-heart-bodyfulness. And we have this specific designated time for this practice, I think partly because our modern culture, we've become so defended and closed off from our hearts. As I was mentioning this morning, and I think we all know, we privilege the mind in this culture. Thinking and thought over feeling and heart. So we've probably all developed some level of barrier or distortion of this heart quality. For some of us, it's a real overexpression that can lead to self-neglect or harm, constantly taking care of others. And for others, it's this protection that we developed largely as a tactic for survival, which was probably a good thing at the time. But it's not serving this process of awakening, which requires the mind and the heart together for full freedom. So on top of our personal challenges for developing this healthy quality of heartfulness, we also have our societal reality. I know I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed these days. All of us are coming with our own personal challenges, and we can never know what someone is carrying, what burdens they have sitting right next to us just by looking at them. We're coming with different pain and loss and suffering. And then we have the collective social and political reality right now that's just fraught with fear and tension and aggression. There's a lot of despair. And the earth herself, our response of grief in relation to what's happening, the fires, the hurricanes, the devastation. We're impacted, all of us here, in our hearts. And so this practice is even more necessary. And I'm really glad that we have this every day and encourage you to partake in it. This retreat container, again, is such a beautiful form, even if it's not natural. You know, it's not normal to not look at people and walk around like zombies and sit in silence. but it is a really useful form for pausing and resting and healing these weary minds and hearts and bodies. And I mentioned yesterday, it's so beautiful and wholesome that you all have made this time this week, but it's also so wise of you. Because our fragile human realities really can't keep up with the pace of things as they are. So taking this time is really, really necessary. So I'm going to lead us today in what's called metta, M-E-T-T-A, practice. It's often translated as loving kindness. And it's really about cultivating this capacity to meet whatever is happening with this sense of kindness and care by planting seeds of loving kindness, of well-wishing, I'm going to offer a guided meditation that will be about kindness towards ourselves and offering this loving kindness towards ourselves. And sometimes these guided meditations can feel clunky or awkward. I'll be offering some phrases. And take what works for you. If something doesn't land, you can just drop it. You can create your own phrases or not use words at all. Cultivate images or other ways of cultivating this heart quality for yourselves. But I invite you, and I wish for you, to really connect to the intention here, to plant these seeds. And some will bear fruit very quickly, and some will take time. But to trust this process that was gifted to us 2,600 years ago, and in all wisdom traditions, given by the Buddha to his disciples as an antidote for fear, especially. And trust that the fruit will bear when the time is right. As Pablo Neruda says, perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead in winter and later proves to be alive. So for some of us, these heart energies might be swirling and very, very noticeable, prominent. And for some, they might be frozen or hard to unearth. So just meeting whatever is present for us with this sense of kindness. So inviting you to settle into a position, a posture that feels both alert and relaxed. Always surfing that balance between being alive and alert and being calm and still. And connecting with the felt sense of your body right here, right now. Just noticing what's happening right now. Tuning in to your particular reality. Perhaps connecting to the breathing. noticing if there's any dullness or tiredness. Perhaps emphasizing the inhale to bring some energy to the body. Or if there's a lot of thinking or restlessness, perhaps bringing awareness to the exhale to release and calm the body. And as you allow the breath to come to its natural rhythm, I invite you to connect with the actual heart space, the center of your chest. Seeing if you can bring awareness, presence to the sensory experience here. If you'd like, you can put a hand on your chest. To help that connection. And not needing to change or alter anything, not needing to choose or reject any experience here. Just bringing awareness to the heart. And if at any time or every time the mind gets lost or caught in thought, this isn't a mistake or a problem. It's exactly part of the process here. It's what our minds do. And our response is one of kindness and care to this as well. Simply re-relaxing the awareness to the heart space, to the body. I invite you to bring a picture to mind of you as a child. Perhaps there's a favorite photo or a memory of you as a young child. Something that brings perhaps a smile to your face. Can be helpful for this practice if it's a joyful or a happy memory. But if it's not, just recognizing this younger version of you that's also still inside, still here with you. Perhaps witnessing the innocence, the wonder of this child. The curiosity, the hopes, and the fundamental aspiration to be happy. To feel love, to feel connection. Recognizing that in this child, in you. I'll offer some phrases, and again, feel free to cultivate, create any phrases for yourself, or any ways that feel beneficial for well-wishing, for cultivating loving kindness and care for this child. May you be happy. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be safe and protected. May you be filled with joy and freedom. May you be happy and healthy. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be safe and protected. May you be filled with joy and freedom. Keeping this image of yourself as a child in your mind's eye, or the energy of this inner child in you. Recognizing that this child also had hurts and disappointments. Fears and challenges. continuing to offer these phrases to this child within. May you be happy and healthy. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be safe and protected. May you be filled with joy and freedom. Continually connecting with the heart space. Planting these seeds of kindness and care. Continuing to offer ourselves this love. Recognizing that child within, but bringing an image of ourselves as we are today. Knowing intimately our challenges, our blocks. Our overwhelm, our fears, and knowing these energies are balanced by our hopes, our aspirations. Our goodness. Offering ourselves these well wishes, these blessings, for whatever we truly wish for ourselves. Can we use this opportunity as a possibility for planting these seeds? For our well-being, may I be happy and healthy. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be safe and protected. May I be filled with joy and freedom. Connecting with the heart, perhaps bringing the hands in contact with the body, really allowing one to fill with this sensory experience of well-wishing. Allowing ourselves to really mean this, to really want this for ourselves, this longing. Can we be this longing? A belonging. May I be happy and healthy. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be safe and protected. May I be filled with joy and freedom. Continuing the phrases, the felt sense, images, colors, whatever way will help you continue to nurture these seeds of kindness and care for yourself. As we open and connect to this aspiration and longing in ourselves for our own happiness, we recognize and touch into this longing in all beings. This longing for well-being, for safety, for freedom. So we can extend our well-wishing to each other. May we all be happy and healthy. May we all be free from inner and outer harm. May we all be safe and protected. May we all be filled with joy and freedom. And extending our well-wishing and dedicating our practice out across the lands, across the oceans, around the earth, across time and space. To all beings everywhere without exception. May all beings be happy and healthy. May all beings be free from inner and outer harm. May all beings be safe and protected. Wishing joy and freedom for all beings without exception.